Terry Sauer is a parent, and like any parent, she got a little anxious a few years ago when her daughter, Hannah, was about to head off to kindergarten.
And Hannah had a prior history of epilepsy, and she now has life-threatening food allergies. So I was very concerned sending her to school, so I looked into the nurse situation and was very surprised to find out that there was not a nurse in her school every day.
The Sauers live in Charlotte, but it's true across North Carolina. Not only is there not a nurse in every school, in some places, three, four, or more schools share a single nurse. And the job has changed dramatically. No longer is a school nurse just handing out ice packs and aspirin. They have to develop detailed health plans for students with special needs, train school personnel, as well as manage student medication schedules and immunizations. Cheryl Blake is president of the School Nurse Association of North Carolina and a school nurse herself. She says the job is getting more and more complicated.
Over the years, the medical conditions that the nurses are working with, they're getting more severe because they don't keep sick students in the hospital. They send them home and then send them back to school. And there's such an increase in asthma and severe food allergies and diabetes. I mean, we're seeing that increase every single year. And these school nurses have to deal with these conditions.
19% of all students in North Carolina have health conditions like these. But as the health issues and job responsibilities have increased, the ratio of school nurses to students has decreased. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends a nurse-to-student ratio of 1 to 750. North Carolina's ratio is 1 for about every 1,200. In some individual districts, it's much worse. Davidson County holds the distinction of having the worst school nurse ratio in the state, at one nurse for every 3,000 students. But much wealthier districts also rank near the bottom. Wake County's ratio is about 1 to every 2,300. That will be improved somewhat with the passing of the most recent Wake County budget. Carolyn Sullivan is a Wake County commissioner and spoke out at the June meeting, just before the budget passed, that included funding for 10 new school nurses.
I think it is imperative that we increase the presence of school nurses in our schools. I think we should have the goal that Mecklenburg just got to, where they have a nurse in every school.
That goal, the one Charlotte Mecklenburg achieved, of a nurse in every school, came about largely because of the work of one parent, Terry Sauer, the mother who was shocked to hear her school didn't have a full-time nurse. 2 years ago, she launched a grassroots organization, North Carolina Parents Advocating for School Health, that put the pressure on the Mecklenburg County commissioners.
It's always about funding, and there's always lots of wonderful causes that need more funding. So it wasn't necessarily that anybody thought we didn't need it. It's just they might have thought there were other priorities or they were concerned about how to fund it.
This past summer, Sauer finally convinced the commissioners that school nurses were worth it. For the past 2 months, Charlotte Mecklenburg has been on a school nurse hiring spree. But it will take a while before parents like Sauer will feel completely at ease with the situation.
Daughter in second grade?
She is. She just started second grade.
And is there a nurse at her school?
Not full-time yet. What I've heard is that by March, there will be a full-time nurse in every school. But right now, I'm still at 2.5 days for my nurse.
Sauer, like many other parents in North Carolina in the same situation, has a pretty simple hope. If, God forbid, her daughter gets sick or hurt and needs professional medical attention while at school, she hopes it happens on one of those days when there's a school nurse there to take care of her. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.